Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com. And I'm excited to welcome the program comedian Paula Poundstone, author of The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. Paula, thanks for calling. Have you found human happiness? That must have been an unbelievable journey to find it.
I found some good hints. I think I'm steering in the right direction. My book is The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. It is a series of experiments doing things that I or other people thought would make me happy. And each chapter is written as an experiment. Its number one job is to be a funny book, and I think it pulls that off. But it goes a little beyond that. Every chapter is written as an experiment with the hypothesis and the conditions and hopefully the funniest field notes ever written. But the real question for me wasn't whether I would enjoy doing something, but what thing that I could do that would leave me with a little lasting uplift, so sort of a umbrella, as it were, for the inevitable rains of a person's daily life. So the analysis in each chapter was just a story of raising a house full of kids and animals and being a stand-up comic for a living and being stuck being me 24 hours a day. So in the end, it's a memoir. It's the story of raising my family and over the course of 7 years.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So, you know, what I've noticed, Paula, looking at your whole background, I mean, from the days I remember how awesome you were in the 80s at HBO, and to look at your journey throughout that time, now people are finally going to get a kind of a taste to know who you were throughout certain times and time period of your life. Like, I'm sure people think of you as a comedian mostly, but you do so much more. You're an actress, you're an author, you're a journalist. So all of these different things out there in the book, it's kind of showing that some of the stuff you said, 7 year journey or throughout your whole life in this book.
It is 7 years because, well, for a variety of reasons, not the least of which was some of the experiments took place in a day and some of them took place over the course of several months. For example, there's two chapters. There's the Get Organized Chapter Part 1 and the Get Organized Chapter Part 2, because it was so damned hard to do. I started in the first chapter of the Get Organized Chapter, I tried to do it by myself. And eventually I just sort of bottomed out. It was a horrible process. And I hired an organizer to help me, which was a story in and of itself. It was surprising how emotionally wrenching, like going through the stuff in your house to sort of discard.
Oh, isn't it terrible? Oh my gosh.
Paula. It is. It's really, I mean, it's much harder than I ever would have thought. I kept my underwear in the same Foot Locker for 30 years.
Oh my.
And this woman moved it.
Oh.
She would take my garments and hold them up in front of me like they were testifying before a Senate committee. with this look on her face, like, really? We did end up paring things down for sure. She told me that people only wear 20% of what's in their closet.
And just to think of women and how many it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
I did end up getting rid of a lot of stuff. And by the way, it did leave one with a lighter, more comfortable feel, you know. But it took forever. It was a long process. I got rid of some of the games that were in the house sometimes it was things that we'd never even really used, but there was something about it that getting rid of it what made me feel like a failure, I think, you know. Like, we don't look anything like the people on the cover of the box on the games.
No,
sometimes
we don't.
Sometimes we would have a game, the ones that would have like a happy family with like a good-looking loser dad, a sort of hapless character on the cover. They never had anybody who looked like us. They never had anybody flipping the board in a rage or shoving a playing piece up their nose or saying, "It's your turn, will you go?" Which we've never played a game without.
No, that's so true.
It was a process.
Yeah, it's a process. So did it make you happy after you got organized? Did that experiment work, and then now you're happy because you're organized?
Well, the thing about getting organized is that it's the staying organized that's really the kicker. My desk, I find, stuff just sort of grows on it. I don't know how it happens. But one thing I have discovered is, at one point I was up to, it was a foot deep. And I don't even know how big the surface of the desk is, but it was a foot deep. And I found out that it takes me an inch per hour to clean it. That's working on my own. Stuff still just sort of shows up there. Like, okay, there's things like Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to the Bed Bath & Beyond when I had one in my hand.
That's
and
true.
Yet,
we have thousands of them.
I have a crop of them growing at home all the time.
Most definitely. Now, when you talk about raising three children in part a single mother raising three children, how are you able to do it with all the travel you do? You know, all the different comedy stops you have or other opportunities, book signings, all these different things. How do you do it?
A little doggy door and some water just inside. No, for the times that I travel, I had a nanny. She wasn't a live-in nanny. I mean, she lived here when I wasn't here. But my kids had the same nanny for 21 years. Or was it 22 years or something like that?
Wow.
So in that way, it was fairly stable. My travel schedule is for the most part, although there are some rare exceptions to this rule, it's for the most part Friday, Saturday, sometimes Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I don't stay out for long periods of time. In the first place, it wouldn't be good for family life.
Yeah.
But the truth is, even before I had kids, I never stayed out for a long time.
Right.
I just like to come home. I like to bring the small shampoos from the hotel and put them in the corner of the bathtub.
Well, definitely we're going to, an unbelievable thing, Paula, is that we're going to laugh, definitely with this book, with the different experiments you do. So we can pick up your book on Amazon and all finer bookstores. And also it's available at your website as well, right, Paula?
Yes.
Awesome. And
yep.
Sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say on the, they make you get the blurbs as a writer. You have the on the back where people read it and say they liked it or they didn't like it. Well, I figured fairly early on, after I'd written it, I figured I must have been on the right path. I have accolades on the back of my book from Dick Van Dyke, Carl Reiner, Dick Cavett, Peter Sagal, Garrison Keillor, Lily Tomlin, and Tricia Yearwood.
Wow! Yes, I mean, it's
I figured I must have been going in the right direction.
Anyone searching for happiness, and if they can laugh about it too, Paula, in the search for happiness, what a great thing, you know. So we definitely go to your website, paulaponstone.com. We could check you out social media wise. And thanks again for calling. And I can't wait to check out the book. So thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks a lot. It was nice talking with you.
Nice talking to you, too. Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.